I could use a little percussion. Is there anybody that can just, like, hit a bucket or something? So who's familiar with the Klamath dams and the struggle to remove them? All right, well, that's good. Yeah, beatbox works.
Tell us about it.
There's four dams upstream on the Klamath River. Four dams upstream from Happy Camp on the Klamath River that a massive amount of people have been working really hard to get out for about 15 years now. And I've been working on that, and Regina, a lot of people out here. And over the years, we'd go to Portland, and we even went to, like,
Omaha,
Scotland, and all over the place fighting the company that owns the dams named Pacific Core or Pacific Power.
Owned by Warren Buffett.
And yes, yeah, so they're owned by Warren Buffett, a subsidiary of Berkshire Hathaway. Anyway, so now we've got some legislation in Congress, which is, I guess, pretty good, to remove the dams, and we've done well. So thanks, everybody, who's also helped out on that project. And so in the process, my daughter, who is 15 now, her and I wrote this rap about the Klamath Dams. She was here yesterday. I live downriver a little ways, and we all went rafting yesterday, but she went out to go hang out with her boyfriend in Arcata. So,
15
years old. She's 15.
Though.
She was locked. Actually, when she was in her mom's belly, her mom was locked to a bridge in Cordova, Alaska, and she didn't know. she didn't know that she was having a baby yet. But anyways, so okay, I'll go ahead with this. Can anybody bust a beat for me so I can rhyme?
I can clap.
All right.
Yeah, like a super simple beatbox, like.
Yeah, I got it. Okay, wait, how do I do this? All right, there we go.
All right, Elliot.
I'm not good at beatboxing, but I'm gonna try. All right.
Why don't you just come in? I'll start.
Okay.
No, go ahead. You're good, but a little quieter, maybe.
He can't do the.
Or like drier. You don't want to short the microphone. But you're doing great.
What kind of beat? What kind of beat?
Okay. Something like that. You did good. Well, it's time to go down to the river and face it. Another couple years our fish runs will be wasted. The children grow up with no chance to taste it. They give us subsidies to try to freaking replace it. I said 1 million salmon start to swim upstream. Doesn't have to be the stuff that only happens in a dream. But sometimes that's just how it seems, because fish need water and they need it clean. Yeah, that's why we saying this is a scam. A couple megawatts ain't worth the damn. I said that's why we saying that this is a scam, because a couple megawatts ain't worth the damn. Well, I got a little story about the Klamath Dams, about how the fish can't swim where the fish once swam. How Pacific Core Company's got blood on their hands. How we coming out shooting like Yosemite Sam? Well, that's why we saying this is a scam. Said a couple megawatts ain't worth the damn. Yeah, that's why we saying that this is a scam, because a couple megawatts ain't worth the damn. Or one, or two, or three, or four. If you add them up, it equals no more salmon for sure. Our children can't go swimming, the water quality's poor. The people that be fishing won't be fishing no more. Instead of baiting the line, they'll be waiting in line at the grocery store, Bush.
Sorry.
Instead of baiting the line, they'll be waiting in line at the grocery store. Let's slow it down a little bit. Instead of baiting the line, they'll be waiting in line at the grocery store. Obama ain't got money for them, only got money for war. Well, that's why we saying that this is a scam. Said a couple megawatts ain't worth the damn. Said that's why we saying that this shit's a scam, because a couple megawatts ain't worth the damn. Well, let me tell you something that gets me so upset. Been a million freaking meetings, hasn't done shit yet. Has to do with money and power, I'd wage a bet. If you ask me, your company is in fucking debt. And that's why I'll be saying that this shit's a scam. Cause a couple megawatts ain't worth the damn. Yeah, that's why I'll be saying that this shit's a scam. Cause a couple megawatts ain't worth. I got it, I'll finish it off. I said, well, what, thank you. 1 million salmon start to swim upstream. It doesn't have to be the shit that only happens in a dream. But sometimes that's just how it seems because fish need water and they need it clean. All right, thanks you guys for doing it. Thank you, Elliot. That was... Seventh generation, calling you to battle. The burning of the future, calling you to battle. Seventh generation, some do not forget you. The burning of the future, calling you to battle. Seventh generation, my God, what have we left you? The burning of the future, calling you to battle.
Drops about to fall, and it falls into a trickle, and the trickle's flowing down, down, down to the ground, and the moss begins to grow. Watch, watch, watch the water flow, and watch the current become a stream, busting through the seams, cracking through the concrete. Bending down the steel in a raging that is real, a tearing torrent you can feel Feel the thunder growing, thunder underground. And in my heart, the chains falling apart. The wildness in my soul. And for once in life, I know I'm not alone. For the mountains make our bones, with the oceans in our blood. Our feet planted, planted firmly in the mud. We are alive, the burning embers in our eyes. The tingling touch upon our skin. In the heat of passion we begin to understand that we are of this land, that we are part of Earth. And when she's threatened, we will fight for all we're worth. We watch the dam. The dam come crashing down, water rushing into the sea. And now the river, now the river, now the river, now is free. Water on the wall, and the drop's about to fall, and it falls into a trickle, and the trickle's flowing down, down, down to the ground, and the moss begins to grow. Watch, 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 watch the water flow, and watch the current become a stream, a busting through the sea. A cracking through the concrete, a bending down the steel, in a raging that is real, a tearing, a torrent you can feel. Feel the thunder groan, thunder underground. In my heart, the chains falling apart, water rushing to the sea. And now the river, now the river, now the river. Benson was a farmer. He grew the Minnesota wheat. He rode there with his daughter, high up on the thresher seat. They broke down on the hillside, the radiator spitting steam. Went back to get the toolbox so they could fix the old machine. With a turn of the wrench and a twist of the screw, we can fix the tractor, we can make it like new. But that day they got a letter that said the power lines would come right across their farmland, right across the setting sun. And they gathered all the family and talked late into the night. We cannot let them do this. We've got to put up one hell of a fight. With a turn of the wrench and a twist of the screw, we'll apply a little pressure and we'll see what that will do. So they phoned 100 farmers and drove to the Twin Cities. Met there with the governor and they sued the utility. But after writing all the letters and paying all the legal costs to the power of the city, once again the farmers lost. And in the still of evening, the wind is all you hear. I watch the waves on the wheat fields along. I walk the furrows of earth I plant year after year. This is our land, this is our home. This is our land, this is our home. So they met there at the tavern, but there wasn't much to say. The power lines may come, but they will not stay. With a turn of the wrench and a twist of the screw, what was once put together we can easily undo. With bandanas on their faces, careful not to make a sound, they loosened all the bolts that held the towers to the ground. Several weeks later, nobody around, the Minnesota wind, the blue tower after tower after tower down. With a turn of the wrench and a twist of the screw, what was once put together we can easily undo. And a turn of the wrench and a twist of the screw, what was once put together we can easily undo. And in the still of evening, the wind is all you hear. I watch the waves on the wheat fields along. I walk the furrows of earth I plant year after year. This is our land, this is our home. 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 Thank you.
Thank you. That was Air on number one. Thank you.
Glacier's Edge, Earth First. So get excited! Woo!
What do y'all need?
I just want a microphone.
Hey everybody! Thank you, Dana, for that beautiful, beautiful stuff. So the Earth First Prison Support Project wrote a few of our political prisoners, our allies, and asked them about how we can better support them, asked them to send some statements that we could share at the Rondi about how to support political prisoners and how they feel about June 11th. For those of you who don't know, June 11th is currently a day of solidarity with Marie Mason, Eric McDavid, eco-prisoners, and long-term anarchist prisoners. Woo! Fuck yeah for June 11th. So there's been a little, I guess, conflict around what to call it, whether it's for anarchists or eco-prisoners. So just so you know, a little bit of the statements have to do with that. But we're just going to read a couple brief. We got four letters back. And we want to read a couple brief sentences from those political prisoners so we can have them here with us and remember all that they've done for us. So I'm going to read a couple, and some friends offered to step up and read a couple as well. So I hope you will enjoy them. And
hey, yeah, if you get closer.
Thank you. Can you all hear me better now? Yeah. All right, I'm going to read some political prisoner statements. Thank you. So the first one is an excerpt from Kevin Olive. Kevin Olive is a friend of mine. He was arrested in rural Illinois. Charged with possession of burglary tools, which meant he had legal items on him like bolt cutters and ski masks and muriatic acid, etc. Just stuff you have in your car. He was arrested with my friend Tyler, and he wanted to have us read this. In general, I wish we paid more attention to PR and to psychology in all of our endeavors, not just prison support. One dynamic I've noticed, calls for money suck, but money is the most useful and flexible resource, sadly. People enjoy giving gifts, but then I end up with a bunch of books about libertarian socialist economics when all I really want to read is about radio technology for penetration testers. No offense if anyone at the Rondi mailed me a book on socialist economics. Concerning funds, I think the same inmate gift-giving urge in the public can be satisfied if they see where their money is going. For instance, if not for the lawyer's hard work, she was facing a sentence of 17 years. Or, he needs art supplies for a large interpretive painting of the cardinals outside his window, whom he recognizes individually by their unique markings and chirps. Yeah. As for June 11th, I am not Eric or Marie. But I know that to me, Day of Solidarity is a term that includes action in addition to fundraising. Personally, it'd make me way happier to see crimes in my honor than to have money for instant coffee. But then again, I am only trapped here until November. All right, so much love for Kevin. He gets out in November. It's his third time being in prison since he was an activist. He's only 27, so he's given a lot for the cause. Yeah. So I hope y'all will send him love. Next is a letter, an excerpt from a letter from Eric McDavid. For those of you who don't know, Eric was arrested for he's serving 19 years. He's going to get out or due to get out in 2023 for committing no crimes, for talking about the possibility of sabotaging U.S. Forest Service equipment. I'm sure we have all done this. So, exactly. So he unfortunately put his trust in someone who turned out to be an informant. So I hope you will all send Eric your love. He had a short statement about June 11th, particularly, and about prisoner support. Eric says, language is important. Granted, it molds the worlds we experience and provides a medium of understanding in order to relate to what is around us. Yet, like so many other things, each aspect has its own situation and circumstances to which it affects and is affected by. And in this case, it feels to me that this cubbyholing of prisoners, who I feel share affinity and solidarity, doesn't belong in a community of folks who love and respect each other. So far as support, it feels really important that you keep focus on folks just entering the system and provide whatever you can for them, as these times of transition are the most difficult in the process. Your continued support and solidarity via letters and remaining open to opinions on issues like those above is very appreciated and welcome. You, I'm assuming he means Earth First folks, are doing wonderfully because you keep moving with your heart, a rare thing these days. So we have a couple more statements. Much love to Eric McDavid.
Matt?
Yeah. Matt here?
So this is a statement. This is a statement from Walter Bond. He's a vegan, straight edge activist who is currently residing in a CMU in Marion, Illinois, for a string of arsons through Colorado and Utah a few years ago, and he's going to be there for the next 11 years, I believe, 11 or 12 years. And this is a statement from him. The time has come for an ideology and for a movement that is both physically and morally strong enough to do battle against the forces of evil that are destroying the earth and all life upon it.
Yeah.
One that cannot be bought nor led astray by temptation. A movement free of the vices that sedate the mind and weaken the body. An ideology that is pure and righteous without contradictions or inconsistencies. One that judges all things by one standard and emphasizes personal responsibility and accountability above all else. An overall view on life that not only deals with the external, but also the internal. Realizing that a physical entity of oppression, such as the capitalist system, where all life is deemed an expendable resource, is merely an outward manifestation of the warped values held by the people who run these institutions that control our lives, influence our culture, and destroy this earth. Support him. He holds some unpopular views that I don't necessarily agree with, but he deserves support nonetheless.
Woo!
Can you drop the camera a little bit for me? Awesome. Thank you.
So this next piece is... This next piece is from Jeremy Hammond. Jeremy Hammond exists a little bit outside of our immediate movement, but he's a very famous hacker at this point, and a lot of the documents that he stole and dumped had directly to do with surveillance of Earth First and of Rainforest Action Network.
Fuck Bill Gates.
Sure. This is Jeremy's third time with a serious arrest and his second time serving prison. This time he's in for 10 years for breaking into Strategic Forecasting, which is a private entity that spies on activists in ways that the government wouldn't want blowing back on them and then cooperates with the government. On prisoner support. From my perspective, the movement overall is damn good at looking after our own. We can still have a voice despite being locked up. Other prisoners notice when you get a lot of mail and support, and it helps to have books to share with others curious. Anything concrete that may help us organize and agitate folks in here is useful. When I was in New York City, There were several noise demos and rallies at the jail. These were the talk of the town, and people were inspired to know that people on the outside cared. We want to see the type of work we were doing continue on. It is badass to hear of crazy stunts and actions done and people getting away with it. I recently sent Jeremy a new anti-technology text that had come out of our milieu, and in reading it, I was hoping for a larger review, but he sent me something fairly short that he said, "Yes, absolutely. The only thing that computers are good for is fraud and sabotage."
All right, thank you all so much. Obviously, that is a small, small, tiny portion of the prisoners that are locked up for fighting for all the things we believe in. So please support prisoners any way you can. If we're going to take anything from these letters, let's send them letters, send them books, and commit crimes in their honor. Woo! Thank you very much.
Tonight I'm running a fundraiser for the Earth First Journal. If you have $5, you can get a shot of this 16-year-old Islay Scotch. Once again, the rules are you must be 21 years old.
And have at least $5.
You have to have at least $5 at this point. Now, once we run out of $5 donations, it goes down to $4. But by then, there'll be less whiskey. All right. And the third rule is you can't be so drunk that you won't appreciate the good scotch. Okay. If you are too drunk, we will still take your $5. Anyway, I'm going to be walking around, and if you want a little shot of nice scotch to benefit the journal. What? All right.
Yeah.
All right.
So support the journal and
it
get drunk at the same
time. It helps if you have a glass.
Okay, so next up we have Ribri. Then on deck we have Glacier Zedge Earth First and the family band. If you have any technical needs, going to Moth on stage left early is much appreciated. Thank you.
Okay, hello, my name is Ribri. This guitar's a little out of tune, I'm not gonna tune it. Hope you can handle that.
That's alright.
This is the first Earth First Rendezvous I've ever been to. Yeah, and it is such a privilege to be here. I want to say that I'm really, really, really super pumped that there was an anti-supremacy workshop that happened here. And hell yeah to everybody who took part in that and is really feeling that that's a very important issue that needs to be addressed in radical spaces like this, where a lot of people here have a lot of privilege to even come to the woods, to even be in the woods. There's a lot of people who are in cities who don't have that privilege, and I think everyone can do a lot more to be inclusive and really take this seriously. Okay, with that said, I'm going to sing this song. Upbeat. Uh-oh. It is good. away from your bed. You find it if you're looking. Cause you are brightly lit. You cannot miss it if you're living from truth and freedom. You are guided. Fools for swine, feature pool and lines, don't take it, it's distracting from your deeper inside. I've seen them try to snatch your pearls up, try to put them on display to fuck, but you are precious and your gifts are yours for a reason. Cause you're wild like the wind, like the sound, like the roots underground. A pearl so deep it can't be found. Cause you're wild like the wind, like the sound, like the roots underground. A pearl so deep it can't be found. Don't give them nothing. Bees were not busy, the system would have no honey. Don't give them nothing. If the bees were not busy, this system would have no honey. If the bees were not busy, the system would have no honey. Don't you see? The bees and the butterflies, they are dying. Don't you see? If the bees were not busy, this system would have no honey. If the bees were not busy, the system would have no honey. Okay, thanks.
Right. So next we have Glaciers Edge Earth First. Woo! On deck, we have the Family Band and Alas. And if you need tech help, come up here.
One mic?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Family Band, where are you?
Family Band, on stage.
If you are part of the Family Band, I need to talk to you. You're in trouble.
Woo, go Hoosiers! Go Pacers! This song is words to a popular country song. We rewrote the words.
Oh, no. You may have heard it before.
You may have heard it before.
Old growth falling like giants from the sky. All the creatures left no place to hide in what once was a forest. Grab your monkey wrench and pull your mask on up. Pour a little sugar in that logging truck and get the party started. Car, you make these skitters go boom, boom. Dismantling the dozer by the full moon. The kind of thing makes one go, ow! You're looking so good in that head-to-toe real tree. Like a gas, wholesome ass, this has got to be the best buzz I'm ever going to find. Hey, I'm a little drunk on you and high on dynamite. If you ain't a he or a she, that's fine. Z and Co are welcome here anytime. Just grab a harness.
All my homies
in the trees and by a regional style, doing what they can to save what is wild. Cause someone's gotta. Cody, make these skitters go boom boom. Dismantling the dozer by the full moon. The kind of thing makes one go, ow! You're looking so good in that head-to-toe real tree. Like the gas, wholesome ass, this has gotta be the best buzz I'm ever gonna find. Hey, I'm a little drunk on you and high on dynamite.
Is the family band ready?
No.
All right, so now we have Alas. And we also have a workshop coming up after the family band.
Who's on the lineup?
Okay, well, after the workshop, it could be OR71 Pups Musical. Are y'all ready?
No.
Okay.
Can I take the microphone?
Well, then it would be Scrub J and Paya. Wait, are any of those people ready?
We're waiting for someone to get off their security shifts.
Okay. Is anybody
ready? Is anybody ready?
Someone's going right now.
Anybody ready?
If you're ready, come tell us.
You don't want me up
here. Well, you can come up here if you're ready.
That's not a super long course. You want to take
a
look at
what you
mic?
Think this is. Who you no. think is you are?
Homie, my name is Alas, and I'm a motherfucking outlaw. Turn it up a little bit. A outlaw. Yeah, a motherfucking out. Do the line in the sand. You better know where you stand. If you pumping with a strong heart, come on, tear this shit apart. I'm in the midst of my prime. Robin Hood with my crimes. Making sure we staying healthy for every meal time. Hey, you could be my lookout if you got some spine. Don't be making this music just cause I can rhyme. I stay making this music to neutralize the messages that be telling you to die. You're killing yourself. No, you're killing me with you. When you're killing yourself, no, you're killing me with you. Yo, I'ma try for a minute to get these words out. Talking for no reason, ain't what I'm about. So any speech you hear from me has got a deeper meaning. Not a college student, but I still be dreaming. Don't sip scissor, but I still be leaning. Love the team of sellouts, scream to squirm and be. Dodging my knowledge like leave with germs. Cause truth is a crucial part of it all. So we taking back every last impulse. Try to act like they doubt, but I can spot an imposter. From all the way, step to me, that's what I hear my mama say. Tú no te dejes, mija. That's how I was raised. Tú no te calles, mija. That's how I was raised. You know the meaning of the word fatigue. Walking everywhere at TikTok speed. Cause fools say they entitled to duck in the street. No one better just stay creeping. Dare you fuck with me. About to catch a beat. And I keep rocks in my pockets. Mace on my chain. Warrior homies that will show restraint. They fully prepared to catch a case. Getting murked if your pleasure meets my pain. You're getting murked if your pleasure meets my pain.
And what you think this is? Who you think you are?
I'm a warrior for Earth, a motherfucking outlaw. Ain't got no paper, so we stay alert. To die to haters, yeah, we stay alert. To die to pigs, jump and bongo through, that's the way we live. See, we ain't asking, please, no more. Every nice thing you see me with, I probably stole. Poor, stupid, and quiet, that's supposed to be my role. But I stay scheming and scamming, cause I never been handed a goddamn advantage. We ain't asking, we ain't asking, we ain't asking no more. This my voice, and I'm taking control. I'm gonna repeat one of those verses. I'm gonna repeat one of the verses that goes like this. Do you know the meaning of the word fatigue? Walking everywhere at tip-top speed. Cause fools think they entitled to stalk you down the street. Knowing predators stay creeping. Dare you fuck with me. About to catch a beat and I keep rocks in my pockets. Mace on my chain. Got some warrior homies that will show restraint. They fully prepared to catch a case. You're getting murked if your pleasure means my pain. You're getting murked if your pleasure means my pain. You must respect your sisters. You must respect the women around you. What's that sound? That's the sound of the beast. that's the sound of the police. We kill cops every day, we kill the cops in our heads. Kill a cop every day, kill the cop in your head. Kill the cop in your head, kill the cop in your head. Kill the cop in your, what's your life expectancy? Do you expect to live a life of poverty? Rip bills bleed you dry like a cut artery. Hardly could call it living. We don't celebrate Thanksgiving or Independence Day. We don't never thank the pigs, cause the people they betray. When those fuckers fill the prison, they gotta fill it up. Your mirror's quick to tell you who it be that gets locked up. That's why I kill cops every day. I kill the cops in my head. Kill the cop every day, kill the cop in your head. Kill the cop every day, kill the cop in your head. Kill the cop in your head, kill the cop in your head. Pigs see us as a threat, pigs see us as thieves. Nothing but a target for their brutality. To the crooked cops, killing my people needlessly. The people keep track of every dirty deed. We know who you are, and we know who we be. We embody resistance every time that we breathe. We hold in our chest every mother's grief for the babies they lost. The cops are terror they keep, of cops ignoring their conscience and acting like sheep. Just doing your job corrupts your humanity. So don't approach me unless you wanna get checked. You can't flash enough badges to get my respect. I don't need to be served, I don't need to be protected. Hoping the next corner gets the strategy perfected. That's why I kill cops every day, I kill the cops in my head. Kill a cop every day, kill the cop in your head.
But I wanna do this shit. My body's not here for when you wanna touch it. You can tell me that I need to hush. Believe I heard that shit enough to know to brush it off. Cause silence has too high a cause. Yeah, silence has too high a cause. My words might be too rough for you, but I can't apologize, it's just how I do. Cause we wild like the jungle and they tame like the zoo. Yeah, we wild like the jungle and they tame like the zoo. If you always talking, well now it's your turn to listen. Whatever you thought this city was called on, occupied land we're living. Just cause you was born here, don't make you a native. The indigenous of this land were purposely created to protect the earth. No one to work here first, get the last word, problems not concerned. Watch what they saying, claiming what they claiming. Respect ancestral anti-style, property owners hating. Believe I explained this way of life is violating. The land we depend on with infinitely more than some talks and pipeline stock bugs. Now come on, sellouts need to get the hell out. But stick around if it's trouble that you want. If y'all don't get on, we gon' get you gone. If y'all don't get on, we gon' get you gone. Get you gone. Get you gone. That's a message to any of the undercovers, the infiltrators, the snitches, the sexual predators. We have ways to handle you. We're gonna get ya. This microphone is keeping me constricted. I'm gonna do one last piece a cappella and then I'm gonna give it a rest. No, it's okay. It's okay. I'll just do it. Okay. Alright,
At least two more.
All the sides.
From the bottom to the top, from the beginning to the end.
I should go for that.
Got it! Woo!
Yo, where are you going
to
again?
To the top, from the beginning to the end. Both of them. Just because my claws of fence. Just because his fate is organized and y'all got us convinced. You're building with what? And at whose expense? You occupying the spot? Then it's you we up against. Natives claiming this land. Comprehend where you stand. Indigenous insurgents is the motherfucking plan. Settlers stressing, cause we gonna confront. And all your politics are fucking corrupt. If you're not the Ku Klux Klan or the U.S. Army, how'd you end up guarding the crackers' colony? Meanwhile, your guns slap the liberation rhetoric. But when we hear it from this war, do your actions contradict? Don't be wasting our time off that same your complex trick. If you won't die for our struggle, then you ain't about shit. Woo! If you won't die for our struggle, then you ain't about shit. America done killed us off. You want the city burning, turn around, the help is gone. Cause all you want is a piece of all the shit they got. Then forget that shit comes from stolen land you living on. So fuck all that talk about this, that, and the other shit. Cause all the rights you begging for come from the government. The same one that was established here illegally. But you don't wanna stop it, rather profit off the thievery. My people, we be openly aware it's out of line. You occupy our homeland to talk about free Palestine. Or free some other spot, but not the one you want. You occupy our homeland and talk about free Palestine, but not the one you want. You call this. And when we bring it up, you hate the way we come across. But see, we on to you. You call this shit your home and you don't want to move. You gotta understand this shit's a problem too. So fuck hip hop now, this is rebel music. You're standing on native land, fuck every movement. You a colonizer here, but you don't ever do shit to change the circumstance. So fuck the working class and all you fucking activists. After this, I'm working in. If you don't understand that, then you ain't in the league though. Cause y'all talk about everyone, just forget our people.